Brazil's president says the nationwide protests, which have been taking place in that country, have sent a direct message to the government. Dilma Rousseff's comments come after close to 250,000 people turned out for marches in Brazil's eight major cities over increases in bus fares and complaints about poor governance.
The voices from the streets need to be heard. Those who took to the streets gave a direct message to the entire society, and above all, the government at every level. That direct message from the streets was for better schools, for better hospitals, for better benefits, and for the rights of the people to participate.
While mostly peaceful, protests in the city of Sao Paulo have taken a violent twist, with demonstrators attempting to rush the offices of the city's mayor. In Rio de Janeiro, at least one protester was hurt after a small group of demonstrators clashed with police. Protesters are upset about the billions of dollars being spent to host the World Cup and the Olympics. Protesters are also expressing frustration with the government red tape and inflation. Demonstrations in Brazil are the largest since 1992, when people took to the streets to demand the impeachment of then-president Fernando Collor de Mello.